AgFest is only 3 weeks away, believe it or not. Yes, it's sneaking up on us very quickly. This year it's going to be a four-day event. So when I say 3 weeks away, I do mean 3 weeks from today. It'll be starting on Wednesday the 5th of May, running through until the 8th of May. The chairman of AgFest is Ethan Williams, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Ethan.
G'day, mate. How are you
going? Yeah, good. Now, I guess the reason we should point out that it's going to a four-day event this year, first of all, is that because of crowd limitations, we still live in a COVID world for the time being, and I think you've got a limit of 10,000 people per day, so you've pushed it out to a four-day event just so that as many people as possible can get an opportunity to go and have a look.
Yeah, definitely. You nailed it on the head there. Like, being that we're capped to the 10,000 people per day, we wanted to make sure that as many Tasmanians possible can get along to AgFest, as well as catching us online between the 8th and 15th as well.
Well, that's the great thing. AgFest in the Cloud last year was a massive success. You had over a million page views, I think, and it was a bit of an unknown how it would go. It worked very well, and I got from talking to you last year, I got the feeling that this isn't going to be a one-off. I'm pretty sure that you guys made the decision fairly quickly to go again with it this year as well.
Yeah, definitely. It was a big deal for us to go online. It was one of the first field days and events to run an online event. So it was very challenging, and was very grateful to the Tasmanian government to get on board and help us with that. And to go along this year with it as well was just a no-brainer, really.
When you say you're one of the first field days to do that, I guess you were a blueprint for others. Did you hear much from other field days around Australia to get a bit of an idea on how you could help them?
Yeah, you know, not so much. We found a couple of field days on the mainland had run a similar style for us after we had been. So that was good to know that we set a bit of a blueprint for them and help them out.
Okay, terrific. Now, everything's changed. As I said, we live in a COVID world, so there won't be gate sales this year. It'll all be tickets online. Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, definitely. No gate sales, unfortunately. We've had to go online for the whole lot of ticket sales. So they're selling out pretty quick. So if you haven't got one, jump online and grab one today.
Just at the AgFest website?
Yeah, agfest.com.au.
Terrific. And they'll be limited to 10,000 a day. So if you can't get in on the Wednesday, then try for the Thursday and so on. Obviously, once you get inside the gates, things are going to be a little bit different as well this year because of social distancing and things like that. And people listening might be thinking, gee, 10,000 people is a lot, but it's a very big site.
It is a big site, but we're just grateful to be able to have that 10,000. It will be a bit of a two-step check-in process. Once you do come to the gates, you'll sign with your ticket, and then it'll be signing with a check-in tag app. And then there'll be a range of different changes throughout the site. Taste, we've changed that to Quirker's Taste. They'll be scattered around the site. We have the new look craft market and things like that. So, yeah, I can't wait to be there.
Given that you didn't have an event last year, obviously you'll be looking for something that'll entertain people in the physical sense. Is there something that we haven't seen before that might be at AgFest this year?
Oh, it always changes. We've got plenty of acts in the Central Arena as well as up in the Livestock Arena. We've got the horses and the equine. We've got the four-wheel drive. So there's plenty. There's too many to list, really.
Okay, now, obviously, we're only 3 weeks away. You guys are already head down and bum up and fair way into it. How's it been in the last few weeks in the build-up?
Yeah, pretty busy. We haven't stopped, really. AgFest took over the site from Rural Youth at the start of April. We've been line marking. Marquees are already set up and ready to go. Our Work and Beat guys have been out there doing a marvellous job of getting the site ready for the patrons.
It's great that we've got the event back in physical form this year, Ethan. I hope it's a huge success for you and everyone involved in it, because I know how hard you work on any other given year, but of course this year, with everything else you have to do, it's a lot more work as well. So good luck with it.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate your words.